The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah, le brekete ke ba atia le papa. Glory, 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 Lord God Almighty, He who was and is and is to come. The name of the Lord be praised. The name of the Lord be glorified. The name of the Lord be worshipped. The name of the Lord be adored. The name of the Lord be exalted. There is none like unto thee. There is no God that can be compared unto thee. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Blessed, 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 blessed.
The Papa Rakata.
Somebody should just thank the Lord. Bless the Lord. In the language that you can, Papa, if you can speak in tongues, speak in tongues. If you cannot speak in tongues, speak any other language, or declare the blood, or enter by the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, celebro cotora baita cole basica. Ali rabo sikele brocotora baita comasia. Ali rabata culi barranto sikeke ba andia. Oh, celele bocaranto sipele cotua. Li brocotora baita culi basua li caranto caiata. I pepe lekeke ba andua. Yaparati ke zo cali barranto castike basu. La ria tu ripasa cali macuru.
We celebrate your holy name. We thank you for watching our lives. We thank you for sending your angels to encamp around us. Yes, through
blessed,
the night.
Blessed,
thank
blessed.
You for your protection. Thank you for the name of Jesus. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood.
We thank you for the blood, the speaking blood, the speaking blood, the overcoming blood, the eternal blood, the redeeming blood, the winning blood, the overcoming blood. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the winning blood, the overcoming blood, the speaking blood, the eternal blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We enter by the blood. We are redeemed by the blood. We are justified by the blood.
Yes,
the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood.
We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed by the blood.
We are cleansed by the blood. We are washed in the blood. We are redeemed in the blood. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Spirit of the Living God, that you are in control, you have taken the lead.
Karabashata kabaya.
Ile
papa rakata kabayata. Ni papa rakata kabakata kaba. Ipali karabosha kabakata. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you, Lord. We uplift you, O Lord.
We
say, Lord, you are God. We give you all the glory.
We give you all the praise.
We give you all the honor. We give you all the adoration, O God, this morning.
For your goodness and mercy, O God,
for your faithfulness unto us, O God, for your kindness unto us, O God, we are so grateful unto you, O God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Where would we have been if it had not been for the Lord on our side?
Worthy, 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 wor
We enter your presence by the blood and in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Take time, reign and rule and lead in the studio right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Welcome you to, I say, Resurrection. Good morning to each and every one of us. Precious sons and daughters of God Almighty, the redeemed of the Lord, those who have been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, those who have the covenant of the New Testament overshadowing them, those who are connected to the altar of the cross, the eternal altar, the victorious Christians, the prosperous Christians, the overcoming Christians, the winning sons and daughters of God. This morning, I say Resurrection, good morning to each and every one of you. And I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today. Or Resurrection, Power for Today. Power for Today. Coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I am the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys Boja and Enoch and Pascal Boja, Boja Worldwide and Pascal under the hardworking team of our media team. Once again, you are most welcome. Our theme for today is, let the key of David open up and shut down. Let the key of David open up and shut down. We are still praying the key of David. Isaiah 60 verse 10 and 11 says, Isaiah 60 verse 10 and 11 in King James says, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Verse 11 says, therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day or night, that men may bring unto thee the forces or the wealth, that word forces in Genesis is wealth of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. 12, for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. 13, the glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee. The fir tree, the pine tree and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. 14, the sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Look at these mighty declarations. This is talking about the wealth, the riches of this world coming into the hands of the people of God by the key of David. We are commanding these words to become real. I want to read Micah chapter 2 verse 1. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil upon their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. And they covet fields and take them by violence, and houses and take them away. So they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Therefore, thus says the Lord, behold, against this family do I devise an evil from which ye shall not remove your necks, neither shall ye go haughtily, for this time is evil. I read Micah chapter 2 verse 1 to show you the need of praying in the morning. Both night prayer and morning prayer, they are very, 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 very important. You know, let us open up to the Holy Spirit and read scriptures. There are some preachers who think that night prayers is the best. I am a night prayer. I pray yesterday from 11:30 to 3 a.m. 11:30 to 3 a.m. Yesterday night, I woke up 11, so I sleep early because I'm a night prayer. I pray 11:30 to 3 a.m. So I slept 3 a.m. and woke up 5:20 a.m. to prepare for this morning. Night prayers. There are some preachers who tell you that your victory is only in night prayers. It is very true. It is very, very true. But let me tell you something about morning prayers. When you read Micah chapter 2, let me read from a clearer version, NIV 1984, NIV, because now we have about four versions of NIV. The Bible is still being simplified daily, just for people to understand the word. But if we don't take care, we oversimplify it. Yes, NIV, Micah chapter 2, verse 1. Woe to those who plan iniquity, to those who plot evil on their beds. At morning's light, they carry it out, because it is in their power to do it. What do they plant on their beds in the night? Verse 2. They covet fields and seize them, and houses and take them. They defraud a man of his house, a fellow man of his inheritance. So what did God say he will do to those who plan evil in the night and execute it in the morning? Verse 3. Therefore the Lord says, I am planning disaster against these people, from which you cannot save yourselves. You will no longer walk proudly, for it will be a time of calamity. For in that day, men will ridicule you. They will taunt you with this mournful song: we are utterly ruined. My people's possession is divided up. He takes it from me. He assigns our fields to traitors. Therefore, you will have no one in the assembly of the Lord to divide the land by lot. These were wicked rulers of Israel and Judah. When they had backslided, we can take them to be like pastors, backslided men and women of God of our day, who think of how to amass wealth, how to cheat. Yes, we can also, you see, the Bible is written first to God's people. Everything you are seeing here, all the prophecies were about Judah, Israel, Judah, Israel, Judah, Israel, in their backsliding state. And then other nations, unbelieving nations, like Babylon, Tyre, Sidon, and all those ones. Yes. So when you are reading, find the context of who God is talking to. And God speaks these harsh words to his people who have backslided. They have chosen their own way. They are no longer following him. They are no longer obeying him. So he uses the language that he will use for unbelieving nations for his own people. Yes, unbelieving nations for his own people. Now, It is in the night that people plan evil. So night prayers are good. When you are praying in the night, you are destroying their evil plans. They plan it in the night and they execute it in the day. They plan how to remove you from your position in the night. Look, let me tell you, most of these ruling government meetings, they have them in the night. They do them in the night. I am telling you. They do them in the night. Coups are planned in the night. Coups are planned in the night, not in the daytime. Evil are plans in the night. And in the daytime, they are what? Executed. There are some things that are also executed in the night. So both day and night prayers are very, very, very important. I am telling you. In the night, when you are praying, you are disorganizing and nullifying their plans. In the day, when you are praying, you are destroying the execution. You are nullifying their executions. You are stopping their night plans from being carried out. That is why it is very, very important that you begin the day with prayer. So the day that you are not able to pray in the night, don't cry that the witches have won the day. They have never won. When you wake up in the morning, yes, sometimes I'm not able to wake up. But upon look, do you know that sometimes I do my morning prayers from 8 o'clock. And the day I do it 8 o'clock, because 4 hours at least, the day I do it 8 o'clock, I end at 12. The day I do it 6 o'clock, I end at 10. I've still gotten my 4 hours. Or 3 hours, 9. I've still gotten it. At least 2 hours. 2 hours I must. Daily. No. 2 hours I must. The 1 hour prayer is just to bless food. Yes, bless food. I'm not saying that I use 1 hour to bless food. Or we should use 1 hour to bless food. Don't go anywhere and say, your pastor blesses food 1 hour. Before you realize, they are finished eating. And then you are still praying. Because people are hungry and God will not hold them, responsible. How many hours did Jesus use to bless 5 loaves of bread and then 2 fishes? How many hours? Seconds. Lord, I thank you for this provision. Amen. And give it to them. So I am just saying something. So beloved, day prayers are very, very, very important. In fact, when God was showing me this scripture, then I got to know why God created seasons. Look, the devil has been hemmed. Hemmed. Is that the word? The devil has been hemmed in. The devil has been hemmed in. When you know what God has done to the devil, if you know who you are, and you know the position of Satan, you should not be worried, oh. We shouldn't cry. I am telling you. Look, do you know why God created seasons? As it is 6 a.m. here, it is midnight somewhere. So supposing that those who are sleeping now midnight, we are praying here 6, our prayers can work for them. So while they are sleeping, our prayers here in the daytime is nullifying whatever the enemy is planning against them over there in the night. When it is our night here, and it is also their day, and they are also praying, oh my God, what a revelation. Their prayers are also nullifying the night activities of the enemy. So in the night, they plan. Do you know what they might have planned in the night? No one knows. When do witches meet? They meet in the night. When do they fly? They fly at night. They fly at night. The occult, when do they meet? Most of the time. Sometimes they meet in the day, but they meet in the night. witches meet in forests, occults meet in forests, secret places where nothing of theirs can come out. But you know, even at their meeting place there, God is there. God is there. Oh my God. Do you know why I like night prayers? After praying, when I sleep, even if 30 minutes, the things God will show me, as the lady pastor, the things God will show me, and I wake up and write them down. God shows me things like a video. That is when he shows me, when people are having meeting, what this person said, what this person is saying. I see it clearly like a video. Those who are meeting, I see it clearly. There I, oh my God. That is why I like night prayer. Because it is then that God shows me things. Look, even daytime, after this power for today, anytime we have power for today, the lady pastor and myself, we still spend about 30 minutes to 1 hour sitting at where we sit to continue the prayers for you, for everyone online. Yes, that what we have declared, God, make it to happen. Holy Ghost, make it to happen in their lives. After that, sometimes I go back to catch some sleep. Even that one hour, God still shows me things. He shows me things. Very clearly. Very clearly. That is why I, for instance, I like night prayers. So please, choose your own time that is good for you. But once in a while, night prayers are good. But morning prayers are also good. And prayers all the time. All the time. Somebody was telling the lady pastor some years ago, when your husband is always praying, your husband is too spiritual. He's too spiritual. Even when you are traveling, you are driving with him. Even when you are talking with him, he's speaking in tongues. Even when he is driving, he's speaking in tongues. When you are conversing with him, say, "You, I'm listening. Rakatakaba." And then why? Then I ask the lady, ask the person that after listening, do I answer the person? So what is your problem? I have heard everything and I answer you. If I were not able to answer, sometimes I'm speaking in tongues. When I'm not clear about something, you see, when you are talking to somebody, one of the ways that you get to know that the person is listening is the person's interjection, the person's responses. Yes. What do you mean by this? Do you mean this? Are you really sure of this? Is this sure? Then it means that the person is giving attention. But when you are talking and the person is not asking you any question, the person is not interjecting, the person is just listening through. He's not asking you anything. The person is not interested. The person is not interested. The person is not just interested. But when the person is interested, the person will ask you some equation, a clarification. What do you mean by this? Or you interject, yes, I agree with you. This thing, I think it is like this. Yes. You know, we have been trained to be all listeners. But you can be an interested listener. Let the person just talk and leave. Or you can be a participant listener. We have participant listener and a passive listener, PP, participant listener and a passive listener. A participant listener will be listening and then you see him writing some things down. He will ask you a question. He will ask you for clarification. He will ask you for whatever. Okay, continue. That's a participant listener. But a passive listener, you are just talking. You are just talking. You talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And then when the person begins to See, sometimes the person will just say, okay, okay, don't worry, don't, please. When you go to any pastor after talking everything and say, don't worry, God is in control, this and this and this and that, that pastor is not interested. That pastor is not interested. He's not interested at all. No, he's not interested. But when you are talking, and then the person use scriptures, whatever, so, so, and so, this, that, that, you know, you see, God, use some example, that means the person is interested in your case. The person is interested in your case. Not always. Sometimes, yes, God is just, hasn't asked the pastor to talk. So he just said, you know, let us pray. Even the way you say, let us pray, God will do it. I believe God. That one alone, yes. There are ways we have been taught to know all this. Beloved, it is time for us to pray. We thank God that he has given us this opportunity. Child of God, you are to be in charge. You are to be in control. We are engaging the key of David. The Bible said that your gates will stand forever open. What opens them is the key of David. Is the key of David. In Revelation chapter 3 verse 7 and 8. Yes. I hold in my hand the key of David. What I shut, no one can open. What I open, no one can shut. Yes, that's the key of David. No power can interfere or interrupt. But you know, who can shut, you can shut it. How do we use the key of, or who, what, you can open it and shut it. How do we use the key of David? We use the key of David with our, by our mouth. We declare, in the spiritual realm, your voice, your words, your mouth is the greatest weapon. God did not just give us mouths to eat or to communicate with each other. God gave us mouths to serve as prophetic channels. Say prophetic channels.
Prophetic channels.
Prophetic channels. Your mouth is a prophetic channel. Your mouth is a creative channel. You see, your life is a field. Your life is a field. What you say about yourself, you are planting. Words are seeds. Words are seeds that we plant in our lives and they germinate. Words are seeds in the realms of the spirit. Words are also raw materials in the realms of the spirit. Words. Words are two, they are two forms in the realms of the spirit. There are three. The Holy Spirit added the third one that we are praying. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Words, somebody should write it. Words have three forms in the realms of the spirit or the supernatural. Words, they have three forms. Words have three forms. Words are seeds. Number one. Words are raw materials. Number two. Words are keys. Words are keys. Words are keys. Number three. Words are keys. So prayer is a seed. Prayer is a raw material. Prayer is a key. Prayer is a key. Prayer is a key. For instance, I was reading Matthew 21 and Matthew 17 when I was praying the night. And there, the Lord, what was, and then you can see the same account in Mark chapter 11, where Jesus cursed the fig tree. And then Jesus made a statement in Mark 11, 23, that if you say to this mountain, move and be cast into the sea, and you don't doubt it, it shall move. Now, if you say to this mountain, Do you know the mountain that Jesus was speaking about? It's not a physical mountain. He was talking about the evil kingdom, evil system. Evil kingdom. When you read Daniel chapter 2, you will see it there. Evil kingdom, evil system. So if you speak, if you say, beloved, with our mouth we are creating, with our mouths we are planting, with our mouths we are giving raw material, with our mouths we are opening and shutting, we are opening and shutting. Let us watch what we use our mouths for. The devil doesn't know everything of us. But there is something the devil knows. How does the devil get information? Satan has what he calls an established information through the word of God. He knows that everything that is written in the word, that is what God means for his people. For instance, Isaiah 60 verse 11, your gates will stand forever open so that other nations, Gentiles, will bring their wealth. So he knows that, Satan knows that God wants our gates to be open. He wants us to receive. Like Haggai chapter, no, is it Haggai chapter 2, verse 8. The silver and the gold belongs to me. So God knows, Satan knows that God has created silver and gold for you. Ye shall be the head and not the tail. Satan knows that God's desire for you is to be the head and not the tail. So Satan has got what you call established information in the Bible. Established what? Information about you. Everything that the Bible, you are inside the Bible. I'm telling you, your life is inside the Bible. There is a prayer I encourage you to pray anytime you pick the Bible. That Lord, let me see myself in this word, in this chapter, in these verses I am reading. Let me see myself in this message that is being preached, in this message that I am listening to. Let me see myself in it. Show me myself. And I tell you, sometimes only one word, only a verse will just draw your attention the whole day. That is you. That is you. That's why when you pick my Bible, this Bible, the NIV 1984 one that I've been using, I am telling you, this Bible is my treasure. It's my treasure in the whole world. God, give me life to live and give me this Bible. God, make sure that I don't owe anyone. Make sure that, Lord, I have food to eat. I have water to drink. Lord, please make sure that I am just comfortable. That anytime there is a need, it is provided. Then God, make sure that I have a place to lay my head so that I will not be sleeping in somebody's house for the person to come and be knocking at my gate all the time. Then, Lord, just give me this Bible and take everything and keep everything. Just give me this Bible and keep everything, because in this, my Bible, I have marked places. I have marked places. How does your Bible look like, child of God? How does your Bible look like? So you see that the world has already conquered you. If you pick somebody's Bible and the Bible is so neat and clean, that should tell you. You can say, well, as for you, you are a pastor. Hey, you are to be like me. And more than me, child of God. Yes. You are to be like me and more than me. Oh, we are all to be like who? Jesus. And we are just showing you the way. So you see, Satan has what we call an established information. But Satan doesn't have privileged information. Yes. So we have established information and privileged information. Privileged information comes from God. Privileged information is this is what we call the rhema. When you are reading the Bible, the things that, or you are listening to the message, the things that God tells you direct, we call them privileged information. Privileged information. Satan doesn't have it. Then the other way that Satan gets information from us is by the things we say. By the things we say. By the things we say. And especially where we are saying them, not just saying them, where we say them. Because Satan is not omnipresent. Satan is not everywhere at all the time. No. So where we say them, where we say them, among the people with whom we talk. When you read my prayer book, my first book, very soon the second one will come out, volume 2, is long overdue. It's coming out soon. And about 18 books are coming out very, very soon. They will just roll out like that. When I was talking about witchcraft, that is from experience. When you have a friend or somebody who just wants to know everything about you, everything about you, so that the day you don't share something, but the person gets to know, the way the person reacts, so we are friends, so you are going to do this, you didn't tell me, so this thing you didn't tell me, so you didn't tell me, the person has watched the person. I don't want to say who the person is. Watch the person. Yes, it can be painful that we are body, and yet something, you see, we have limit. Let's be very, very, look, even my wife, she's my wife, but I have a limit in her life. I am her husband. She has a limit in my life. We have limits, I'm telling you. We have limits in each other's life. I'm a pastor, but I have a limit in the life of my members. I have a limit. Yesterday, somebody came around. We had a nice meeting, and the person was saying, "Pastor, you see, I was thinking that you will be asking me that, so how is this? How is this?" Because we spoke about deep things yesterday. The person brought very personal and deep things. "Pastor, I told the person, do you know something? Go to the Bible. Where did God see anybody and ask anybody, how are you? Have you seen how are you in the Bible? Have you seen, did you sleep well? How was your night in the Bible? Have you seen how is your husband treating you in the Bible? Have you seen God asking somebody, how is your marriage? How is your home?" Even God has a limit. Even God has a limit. It is the extent to which you open up to Him. That is when He comes in. Why did God say ask? Seek and knock. Doesn't God know? Does He not know? God knows who. He knows everything you need, but He say ask, because He doesn't know whether you really need it. We are learning this morning. I'm telling you, this is a revelation. We are learning this morning. Even God has a limit. I am telling you, God has a limit. Otherwise, look, everybody will be born again. Everybody will be born again. Once God has given you a will, God will never overrule your will. I'm telling you, people are going to hell by their own will, or going to heaven by their own will. God will never overrule. Today, you can decide not to worship God. You can decide not to go to church. You can decide not to pay tithe. You can decide. Look, God will never fault you. The only thing is that the consequences of your decision, you will suffer the consequences of your decision. Like some are suffering the consequences of their decisions. By listening to people, instead of going to the people themselves, please be very careful. The information you receive about somebody that you have not found out, please be careful. You are being trapped. You are being trapped into sin and an open door for the enemy to strike you. When somebody comes to tell you that this person is like that, please find a way to find out. Don't just believe. Or you can only believe after the person has also acted like that towards you. After the person has acted like that, or after you yourself, you have seen the person acting like that several times. Otherwise, please find out. And even when the person has acted in a way, pray, oh, and find out maybe something is troubling the person. Look, we are careers. Oh. We are careers. We went through an experience. Eh? God took us through an experience, and that has made me very careful. When I see people walking, sometimes in my heart, I am crying for them. You see somebody walking, if the person should tell you, you see people sitting in the church, if they should open up and tell you what they are going through, you see people clapping, hallelujah, shout, this, they are dancing, they are, if they should tell you, some years ago, when I got to know Mama Esther and the son and the daughter who are in the United States now, Mama will always, there is no day that we are doing worship and Mama will not lie on the floor. She sits in the front seat. The son will be drumming. The daughter will be singing, lead singer, leading praises. And when she leads praise, there is no day that these people will not come to church. There is no day that during worship, Mama will not lie on the floor, rolling, thanking God. Because I'm standing on the altar, so I see her. The day I got to know that sometimes 4 days they have not eaten, Jesus, I shouted. After I shouted, I kept quiet for almost the whole day. 4 days, they haven't eaten. And those 4 days sometimes even includes they coming to church Sunday. And they have never asked anybody for anything. They have never asked me for anything. And they are doing everything that they are doing. My God. Mama will teach Sunday school. Mama will be holding the tambourine. Ah, Mama is always smiling. Ebenezer will sit at the drums. Today he's a doctor. Big doctor in the United States. And what's the sister's name? Martha. When Martha picks the mic, hey, heaven is coming down. But 4 days she hasn't eaten. Jumping, leading worship, leading praises. Today, go and see where they are. See who they are. God has made them. God took them through it, but has made them. God is taking you through something. He has permitted something in your life. God will make you. Amen. God will make you. Amen. I said, God is making you. Amen. Your shame will be over. Amen. Your loneliness will be over. Amen. Your singleness will be over. Amen. Your tears will be over. Amen. Your joblessness will be over. Amen. Your rejection will be over. Yes. Your humiliation will be over. Yes. They are all turning into a testimony. Yes, Lord. I am telling you, a huge testimony. They are all turning into us. A huge testimony. A huge testimony. A huge testimony. A celebrated testimony. So please, sometimes people misbehave because they are going through things. Look, the things God is teaching me after my 60th birthday, now I understand that after a certain age, God himself will just help you to relax, to understand life in a certain realm. I am just beginning to understand people. My God, because of something we had gone through. You can't tell anybody. You can't tell. You can't tell. So you see, God has a limit, but you can tell God. You can tell God. That's why when you go to God, if you are angry, tell God, I am angry with you. God, I must be honest. Today, I am very, very angry. I am angry with you. Why did you allow this thing to happen? Tell God, oh, because already he knows. He knows. He knows. Tell him. So you see, the devil, we should be careful what we say, where we say things. I'm telling you, that is why we pray before we give testimonies. And after giving testimony, we seal them. We secure the testimonies. Because when you are talking to somebody who is an agent, the day you didn't share the thing with the person will get angry. Anybody that you have been sharing things with, and the time comes and you don't share, and the person gets angry, the person has been taking that information to a place. To a place. To a place. And in fact, God has taught me a lot. Among our region, I have served in certain committees, very sensitive committees. Conflict Resolution Committee in Assemblies of God. Now we call them Ministerial Committee. I am still part. They can't remove me. I don't know why. I am still part. Now they've changed the name. I am still part. I've been a chairman. The only thing is that now I'm not the chairman, but I've been a chairman. We handle sensitive pastoral issues and ministerial issues about people. I have learned too much. And Akakari will say, three much. I have learned a lot. I have learned a lot. And that has taught me that why I have suffered certain things, because I talk too much. I thought everybody is like me. Yes. So I share. I'm just sharing things, sharing, not knowing that people are not like that. People are envious. People are jealous. People are wicked within. So you are going to marry. So you are doing this. So this is what you are planning. We shall see. Hey! Even among pastors. Pastors' wives. That is why you should be careful before whom you are talking. I'm telling you. Know the person by the Spirit. So when this gentleman came with the wife yesterday, and then they were talking, say, Pastor, you see, we were also expecting that. I say, hey, I have a limit, oh. I have a limit. Unless God shows me something. I have a limit in your life, oh. I have a limit. Go to the Bible. Who did God say good morning? Who did God say, how are you? How was your night? How is your husband treating you? Who? Go to the Bible and show me a verse. God has a limit. It is when you tell him. So me too, I have a limit. When you come and tell me, or God shows me, then I can do something. But if you don't tell me, all is that I should present the word to you, present the message to you. That's all. But when you open up, I was telling you, see, the way you have opened up like this, now you have given me a responsibility. Say responsibility. Look, when you open up to God, you have given God responsibility. And anybody you open up to, you have given the person a responsibility. Please, listen to me. Anytime anybody opens up to you, you have been given a responsibility. Anytime anybody shares a need with you, a secret, I mean a problem, you don't know. The person has put you in prison because you are going to be judged. What did you do with that? You are not to pick that and go and gossip. You are rather, you have been given responsibility to take that before God and pray. Maybe God will give you a word for the person. God will give a direction for the person. We are in a school this morning. Somebody say, school. Say school. Power for today is a school. I am telling you, I'm also learning. I'm recording it. I'm using the other phone to record. I don't wait for the to be uploaded before. I am recording it myself to play it. When I'm in the car going, I'll be playing to listen to myself. Yes. Because I didn't, all this thing I'm saying, I don't know where they are coming from. The Holy Spirit just speaking through me. Like when I was mentioning the two keys, he said three. He said, words are also, keys. Words are not just seeds. Words are not just raw materials. Words are also what? Keys. Keys. So beloved, we are engaging the key of David. The key of David is not a key like the key we use in our doors. The key of David can be an angel, like Micah chapter 2 verse 13. An angel, the breaker angel. The key of David can be worn like a garment. Somebody was telling me, Pastor, you are too much. Pastor, Sunday, when I came to you, I was going for an interview. Pastor, I heard you saying, I put on you the key of David. Enter that interview room with the garment of the key of David. He said, Pastor, when people enter, they spend 20, 30 minutes. They spend a lot of time. When they come out, some of them, when you look at their face, Pastor, when I entered, they asked me just one question. And everybody was just laughing and smiling. And they were just saying other things. And Pastor, after that, I received a call. I received a call. When do you want to start work? When do you want to start work? Yes. I declare the key of David. Beloved, we want to use the next 15 minutes. Because I'm going for a meeting. Only 15 minutes to pray the key of David. Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Let the key of David.
Let the key of David.
Go before me.
Go before me.
Let the key of David.
Let the key of David.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Every satanic door.
Every satanic door.
In my life.
In my life.
Let the key of David.
Let the key of David.
Shut down.
Shut down.
In my life.
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 Any door.
Any door.
That is open.
That is open.
For the devil.
For the devil.
Any door that I have
that
opened,
I have opened.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
I confess.
I confess.
I renounce.
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 I renounce.
Say, oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Thank you for your word today.
Thank you for your word today.
Thank you for your word
thank
today.
Thank you for your word today.
Thank you for your word
thank
today.
Thank you, Lord, for your word
thank
today.
Thank you for opening our
we are
eyes.
Grateful, Lord, to you.
Thank you for opening our eyes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you so much for
thank you for giving us insight.
Thank you for giving us
thank you for giving us a revelation.
Father, thank you for the revelation. Thank you for the revelation of your word. Thank you for giving us this revelation. Thank you, Lord, for teaching us, Lord. Father, for giving us your word. Father, we are grateful. For this mother has come to empower us and to guide us in our lives so that we'll know how to live, how to relate to people, how, oh God, we should go about our things. Daddy, we are thankful for your word that is a light unto our feet and a lamp unto our path. We say thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. That is my old lady. Mama Mercy Kwati, I like this show. I like this show. Yeah, Mama, God bless you. Hey, God bless you, Daddy. God bless you today. Ritz. Yes, Mama Mercy, we are learning. It is true. More teachings. God bless you more. God bless all of you. These comments encourage us a lot. They inspire us a lot. Yes, the generals are online. The judges are online. God bless you. You encourage us. The chairmen are on the line. The entrepreneurs are on the line. The business executives are on the line. Yes, God richly bless you from all over the world. God bless you. 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 Say the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
I withdraw. Any key. I've given to the enemy.
To the enemy.
Against my life.
Against my life.
Unknowingly.
Unknowingly.
I take it back.
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 I take it back. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say any key.
Any key.
I've given to the enemy.
I've given to the enemy.
By my words.
By my words.
By my language.
By my language.
By my lifestyle.
By my lifestyle.
By the way I behave.
By the way I behave.
When I am angry.
When I am angry.
By the way I behave.
By the way I behave.
By the way I live.
By the way I live.
Any key.
Any key.
Unknowing to me.
Unknowing to me.
I've given to the enemy.
To the enemy.
Today, O Lord.
Today, O Lord.
By with the key of David.
Key of David.
With the key of David.
With the key of David.
I take it back.
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 I take it back. I take it back.
I take it back.
I have willingly. I have willingly,
knowingly,
knowingly,
or unknowingly,
given
to the enemy,
to use against me,
through my words,
through my words,
through my lifestyle,
through my lifestyle,
through my language,
through my language,
with the key of David,
the key of David,
I take it back,
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 I take it back.
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 I take 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 back. I take it 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 back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take it back.
I take
Give enemy. It to my, the enemy, yes, Lord, the
against,
enemy.
Me.
Against,
against
myself,
me.
Yes,
against
Lord.
Me,
the enemy
knowingly
against
or unknowingly,
knowingly.
Any key,
yes, any that key.
I've given to the enemy,
given to the enemy,
I've given to the
yes,
enemy,
to,
knowingly
the
or
enemy.
Unknowingly,
knowingly,
I take it back,
knowingly,
I take it back,
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 I take it back. With the key of David, I take it back.
With the key of David,
I take it back.
With the key of David,
I take it back.
I take it back.
With the key of David,
I take it back.
With the key of David,
I take it back.
With the key of David,
I take it back.
With the key of David,
I take it back.
With the key of David,
I take it back.
With the key of David, I take it back.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes, Kenel, your personally, you are too much. Telling Pastor, you are too much. God bless you, Kenneth. God bless you. God bless you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful when I have, I mean, great people like this online. I tell you, it blesses me. Yes. We want to pray another one. Say any key that my parents have given to the enemy.
Have given to the enemy.
That is being used against
that
me.
That is being used against
any
me.
Any key.
My parents.
Any key.
My ancestors.
Somebody should write it for me. Any key, my parents. Any key, my ancestors. Any key, my parents. Any key, my ancestors.
Any key, my parents.
Any key, my ancestors. Any key, my parents. Any key, my ancestors. Have given to the enemy, knowingly or unknowingly, that is being used against me with the key of David. I take it back. Have given to the enemy.
Yes, Lord.
Any key, my ancestors.
Yes,
have given to the enemy.
Have given to the enemy.
Knowingly or unknowingly.
Yes, Lord.
And that is being used against me.
I take it back.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You know, those of you who say, Pastor should know, the man of God should know, let me tell you, even God himself, he has a limit in your life. Until God reveals it to the man of God cannot know. If God himself has a limit, the man of God has a limit. Until you open up, sit down there and keep on saying, the man of God should know. The man of God should know. Yes, we pray for you, but it's not everything about you God shows us. He showed us some things. Look, I know things about people that I have never told them. I know people who have children behind their wives. I know the sexes of their children. I know where those children are. Their wives don't know. But I know. Because God has shown me. And God said, don't say anything. I know people who fornicate and come. God said, don't say anything. I myself, I will handle them. But where God says, talk to the person, I talk. But then, it's not everything God shows us. No. It's not everything he shows us. No. I know the witches in the church. I know those who have witchcraft. I've never told any of them. God said, just pray for them. Yes. And God has given me the key how to handle them. Yes, so that they can't kill testimonies. They can't kill things. Just be around one day. Be listening to the word of God. Maybe you will change. Yes. But please, you must go to God and open up. Tell God everything. If you are angry with him, tell him, I am angry with you, Lord. Please, what at all is happening? I beg you. I give you access to my life. Say, I give you access.
I give you access. Oh, Lord. oh Lord.
I give you free access.
I give you free access.
I give you free
I
access.
I give you free access.
I give you free access.
I give you free
I give you free access.
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 I give you free access. I give you free access into every area of my life.
Every area of my life.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
There are three people who have given me free access to their home. Pastor, please, any time, come, ask me. I've never. The other day, two of them were worried. Pastor, why? What have we done? I said, don't worry. The right time will come. The right time for me to ask you will come. They are surprised why I don't ask them. I say, I am waiting for the right time. Let me tell you, when somebody say, come to my home every day to eat whatever, please, don't go every day. Because there is a day that the real hunger will really come. But if you also use it every day, they will get tired of you. But as for God, he will never get tired of you. We want to pray that prayer. Say,
any key
that my parents
and my ancestors
have given to the enemy knowingly or unknowingly
I take it back.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Yes, Prophetess Kate. Papa, thank you for your powerful revelation. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Say with the key of David.
With the key of David.
I shut down.
I shut down.
Any gate.
Any crack.
In my life.
That the enemy is using.
I shut down. Every operation.
Of the enemy in my life.
Every gateway.
Every doorway.
Of the enemy in my life.
With the key of David. I shut down.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
God bless you, Madam Rebecca. God increase you, Daddy, for this powerful revelation. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you for these words. They encourage us. Yes, Mama Joyce, Daddy and Mommy, thank you for always spending time in prayer with us, with these amazing insights and prayers. Oh, may God give you a testimony.
Amen.
Let the key of David unlock you. Yes. Say, key of David.
David.
Unlock me.
Any place
the enemy has locked me.
Let the key of David unlock me.
Somebody should write that down for me. Unlock me. Let the key of David unlock me. Any area of my life that the enemy has locked me. Let the key of David unlock me. Let the key of David unlock me.
Let the key of David.
Let the key of David. Let the key of David. Let the key of David unlock me. Let the key of David unlock me. Let the key of David unlock me.
Let the key of David unlock me.
Let the key of David unlock me. Unlock. Any area of my life. Any area of my ministry. Any area of my marriage. Any area of my finances. Any area of my career. Any area of my job. Any area of my testimony. any area of my prophetic word, any area of my life that the enemy has locked me. Let the key of David unlock me, 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 unlock my marriage, unlock my husband, unlock my wife, unlock my children, unlock my home, unlock my family, in the area that the enemy has locked us. Let the key of David unlock, 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 unlock my mind, unlock my mind, unlock my emotions, unlock my emotions, unlock my emotions, unlock my mind, unlock my soul, unlock my spirit, unlock my career, unlock my marriage, unlock my husband, unlock my wife. Unlock my business, unlock my finances, unlock, unlock, unlock my office, unlock my boss, unlock my boss, unlock my boss, unlock my superiors, unlock my superiors, unlock my superiors, unlock my superiors, unlock my colleagues, unlock my subordinates, unlock my colleagues, unlock my subordinates, unlock, 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 unlock. Let the key of David unlock me, 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 in Jesus' mighty name.
Unlock me, amen.
Say
any plan
that the enemy has made,
that the enemy has made.
In the night.
In the night.
According to Micah chapter 2 verse 1.
According to Micah chapter 2 verse 1.
To execute.
To execute.
Against me.
Against me this day.
This day. Against me this day.
Against me this day.
And mankind.
And mankind.
And the body of Christ.
And the body of Christ.
And everyone online.
And everyone online.
And everyone online.
And everyone online.
With the key of David.
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 I shut down those plans.
I shut down those plans.
I shut down those plans.
I shut down those
every
plans.
Night plan
every night plan.
Of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
Of witches and wizards.
Of witches
and
wizards.
And the occult.
Yes,
with the key of David.
Yes,
I shut down those plans.
I shut down those plans.
I shut down those plans. Anyone.
Anyone.
That has gone for any.
Has gone for any meeting
against me.
Against me.
I shut down.
I shut
every
down
conspiracy.
Every conspiracy.
I shut down. I shut down.
Down.
With the key
with
of David.
Key of
I
David,
shut down. I shut down.
Down.
I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down. I shut down. I shut down. I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down. I shut down.
I shut down.
I shut down. I shut down. I shut
with
it down. I shut it down.
Shut
with the key
down.
Of David.
I shut it down.
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 I shut it down. Any
down.
Evil and wicked plan
evil and
that,
wicked
the enemy
plan
has devised
the enemy
in the night to be executed against me, against me,
against
my health, against my dream,
against
my testimony, against my prophetic word, against my prophetic word,
against my husband,
against my marriage,
against my wife,
against my,
against
children,
my boss,
against my boss,
against my boss,
against my business,
against my
career,
against
my finances,
against
any breakthrough, any breakthrough or open door that is to come to me.
Way.
Yes, yes, against my prophetic way. Let the key of David
shut it down.
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 Anything of mine that has been locked up. Anything of mine that the enemy has locked up. Let the key of David unlock it.
Unlock it.
Unlock it,
unlock it,
unlock it,
unlock it,
unlock it,
any promotion,
any breakthrough,
any open door,
any blessing,
any fulfillment,
any fulfillment,
any fulfillment,
any position,
any
celebration. Let the key of David unlock, 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 unlock,
unlock,
unlock, unlock,
unlock,
unlock,
it,
unlock, unlock,
it, unlock, yes, Lord. Unlock.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Honorable Kwekuotiri in Germany. Wow. Bless you, Papa. God bless you. God bless you. I'm
God
grateful.
Bless
yes.
You.
Alessandra Atta. God bless you, Daddy. Yes. God bless you all. God bless you all. Without you, we can never be inspired. Without this word, we are not inspired. Some of you are saying, Amen. 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 God bless all of you. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
This day,
I put on
David,
the key of David.
Like a garment.
Like a garment.
I put on the key of David like a garment. Shali karaba shakata kabayaro katuarata kaba. Haita kuli mazike le bare. Libebe koto la krito karaba bota kibali. Ashanda liba kariba zike ba andia. I saturate you inside the key of David.
Amen.
Everyone online, I secure every blessing that should come your way.
Amen.
Every door that should come your way.
Amen.
Every opportunity, anything that should make you happy,
yes,
and fulfilling,
yes,
that
Lord,
has been approved for you today.
Amen.
With the key of David,
yes,
I download it for
Amen.
You. I download it for
I
you. The news that you have never heard before, begin to hear them.
Amen.
Begin to hear them.
Amen.
Begin to hear them.
Amen.
I unlock you,
yes,
with
Lord,
the key of David.
Amen.
I unlock you.
Jesus,
any area,
yes,
that the
Lord,
enemy has locked,
yes,
you,
Lord,
I unlock,
yes,
you.
Lord,
I unlock you.
Yes, Lord,
I unlock you.
Yes, Lord,
I unlock you. I unlock you.
Yes,
I unlock you.
Amen.
Any door,
Amen,
that the enemy is using,
yes, Lord,
to afflict anyone online,
Jesus,
with the key of David,
Amen,
I shut down those,
Amen,
doors. I shut down those
shut
doors.
Down.
I shut down those doors.
Shut them down.
Down those doors.
Shut down,
I shut down those doors. I shut down those doors. I shut down those doors. I
shut down those
doors. I shut down those doors. I shut down those doors.
Shut them down.
I release your testimony,
Jesus,
with
name,
the key of David.
Amen.
I download and release your testimony.
Yes,
I download and release,
yes,
your,
Lord,
fulfillment.
Mm.
I download and release your breakthrough,
Amen,
and open door,
Amen,
with the key of David.
Amen.
I download and release those,
Amen,
blessings that are coming,
yes,
in,
Lord,
the mighty name of Jesus Christ,
Amen,
the Son of the Living God.
Amen.
What is yours is yours.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
Amen,
I put on you the key of David,
Amen,
for the whole day and the rest of the week.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, receive the key of David like a garment,
Amen,
and live in the key of David.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, let the key of David happen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.